Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? I'm Lily Marston here with Jesse Smiles, and hopefully this episode is coming out on Friday.
Maybe Saturday, but you know what? It's out, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be maybe a little shorter. Don't be upset because it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, we have like a lot of almost like updates to past stories and just like mini topics to talk about. There wasn't like one major thing. I mean, I guess we do have a main topic, but it's mostly just us updating you on some of the things that have come out about topics we've covered before.
Correct. What should we start with?
I mean, it's up to you because you have hinted that you have a surprise update and I don't really want to wait till the end for that. Do I have to?
I thought maybe we save it for the end, but I guess we could start with it.
Okay.
And I actually I'm going to like be reading them for the first time with you. It'll be fun. Cold reads. Bentelect.
No. Oh my God. He apologized. Is that what you're covering? Is that it?
Okay. Well, so I think we should cover that.
He deleted it already, but.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it just a text thing or did he?
No, he was on camera apologizing.
Oh, there has to be one somewhere.
Oh no, I'm sure someone re-uploaded it. But yeah, I went on his page the other day and it ain't there no more.
I was editing Angelica. Angelica and us, I feel like we just like toss back and forth. She's like, oh, I learned this from Do We Know Them? But then she had more info than we had the first time we covered it. And that is because more people have submitted text messages.
Oh no, gross. If you guys don't remember Bentelect, should we refresh memory for people who don't know him?
They're like, who? Will you refresh them while I look up the...
Unfortunately, yes, I can do that. So Bentelect is a TikToker and his main shtick is doing like those reading memes and laughing in a very fake way. It's very cringe and it's whatever. But that's not why we're here.
We won't show you.
Yeah. We won't do that to you. Basically, what happened was that he was supposed to have a girl that happens to be a sex worker on his show on YouTube or his video or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Before the girl went to go film with him, I think same day, he texted her and said, hey, want to collab for your OnlyFans? And she's like, no, no thanks. And then he's like, cool, don't want to do the video with you anymore. Bye. And that's obviously me paraphrasing, but that was the like main sentiment of it. And then she exposed him for doing that. And then it turns out he had done that to many other people, like wanted to collab with them on their OnlyFans. And it's like, first of all, has he even shown his wiener online?
I don't know. But the best part is they kept hinting that he had like some, he's like, I know how to make us some money on OnlyFans. Like he had some big secret or like a huge dick that he was going
to
whip out.
Yeah. Like, well, it has to be something of the sort. Well, you know, the weird guys tend to have big peepees. I feel like he was just using his followers to try to get with some of these women, obviously, but also it's like simultaneously, let's say they agree to it, you're not like publicly showing your privates, so now all of a sudden you're willing to do that just because you want to sleep with someone?
I was just gonna say that, actually. I'm like, I don't feel like anyone that is normally not naked on camera just like is suddenly like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, it seems like the type of decision you like dive all in or yeah, not at all. You don't 100%. Like dip your toes into that water. So yeah, I found that interesting, but I guess he wanted to sleep with them so bad that he was like, oh yeah, fuck it. Like if they see my wiener, I don't care.
Well, basically what we gathered from reading his messages is that he's basically the most desperate person ever. Like even one of them, he offered to pay her $1,000.
Oh my God, that's right. And he's also just generally creepy. And even his apology, I was like, I had the ick when I was watching it. I'm like, oh, interesting.
Well, and just like he fits, like any girl watching this will probably be able to relate, especially if you've done online dating. You know, when you start talking to a guy and then you like maybe tell them you're not interested or something, but then suddenly they go from being very interested to like, well, yeah, I didn't want you anyway.
Like, oh yeah, all of a sudden you're an ugly bitch. Like, it's like, oh, interesting.
The messages that we're going to read, it's that times a million. Like,
oh God.
I don't even know how to explain it, but should we watch that first or should we read first?
Let's see his apology first.
Hey guys, there's a lot being said about me on the internet right now, and I just wanted to clear the air. The first thing I want to say is I'm sorry to anyone that I've made feel uncomfortable. I want to say to any girl who I've been rude to, whether through text or in person, that I'm sorry. I understand that me being sorry does not excuse that kind of behavior. I will continue to work on myself and do better. Thanks, guys.
The end.
Thanks, guys.
My issue with apologies like this is like, okay, you're sorry. Check. We know you're saying you're sorry. You're not like denying that you did the thing. Like he's not saying these messages are fake or like this didn't happen. So that's okay. That's one.
Oh, hey there, guys. Quick update already. Apparently, apparently he did post this video and it is still up on his TikTok, although the comments are turned off. But before that, apparently he tweeted on August 13th. And that has since been deleted. But of course, there are screenshots, so it reads as follows. I've recently been accused of some heinous actions and would like the opportunity to share my disgust at these accusations. I'm a firm believer in the rights and equality of all humans, including women. Off to a great start. I grew up in a home with three sisters and no brothers, so I learned very early on the importance, power, love, and abilities women have. Because otherwise, apparently, you wouldn't learn that. He continues. They deserve to be cherished and uplifted and treated with respect, and that's how I live my life. That's debatable. Then he says, I do not condone the statements or accusations that have suddenly been hoisted upon me, and I hope to speak to anyone who feels they have been wronged. Interesting. That's very different than the video we just watched that he posted after this, but sure. So apparently that tweet came out originally on August 13th, and although he did delete it, it had already been saved in a screen recording by our girl Jordan Max, who had put all these allegations out there to begin with. Then, after about 5 days, he did post the video that we just watched. And since he posted that on the 18th, he has posted, as of right now, which is the first, 25 more TikToks. But in those 25 TikToks that follow, there's a decent amount that have the comments turned off, and then the ones that don't have the comments turned off have quite a bit of comments that aren't about the TikToks that they're commenting on, and they mostly include people quoting his really embarrassing and cringy comments that he made to all the girls. So yeah, I'd venture to say the apology didn't go over too well. And also, another reason he may have deleted his first one and then posted this one later is because a day after he posted his Twitter non-apology, Jordan Max came out with more screenshots, and that is what we're about to read, so. Back to past us.
You're saying you're going to continue to work on yourself. And that's when I get annoyed. Yes, that's when I get annoyed. It's like, okay, apologize for something, but let us know. Like, what do you need to work on? How are you going to work on it? Because otherwise, this is literally a crock of shit. Like, it's just, it's important to be very transparent in situations like this and be like, yo, I'm a dick because of X, Y, and Z. And I now understand that. And this is exactly how I'm going to prevent that from happening again. But just being like, I'm going to work on it. Thanks. It's like, okay.
Oh my God, you guys. So Jordan Max is the one that had leaked her conversation originally. And then she also had like anonymous girls sending in their experiences with him. And it just turned into this whole thing. So here's when she goes, okay, folks, we've got another woman coming forward with insane text messages from Bentelect. And y'all are really still going to defend this guy? Were people defending him?
Hello, do you know where we are right now, Lily? There's always, you can literally say stabbing people is fun and you're going to have people being like, no, yeah, I mean, I agree. Like, it's just true. Insane. True, true, the internet. Oh God. Okay. Let's do this.
So I don't know what transpired before this, but this is the beginning of the conversation that we are seeing. And it's the girl going, well, I guess it's just not meant to be then, with a shrug emoji. And he goes, facts, no hard feelings, but yeah, it ain't working. Peace. Peace sign emoji. Then he says, and for your future self, if you're going to turn around on a guy and say, hey, I'm not down for the friends with benefits shit, just say that before you go through all the bullshit. Boring as fuck. Crying laughing emoji 3 times. Then he says, not my problem that you turned around and quit drinking because you're an alcoholic and now pass out at 8 p.m. Fucking peace out, bitch.
Oh my God.
Don't worry, it gets worse. She says, clearly, there are some hard feelings on your part. And he said, LOL, it's whatever. And then she continues, and I am far from an alcoholic, crying laughing emoji. And he says, I don't like giving time and attention to someone who is full of shit. I've been trying to hang out, and it's been blah, blah, blah excuses every single time. So just don't waste people's time in the future, and you won't get hard feelings. Far from an alcoholic, but you fucking pass out at 4 a.m, sleep for 3 hours, then pass out at 10 o'clock, and sleep till 3 a.m, then continue to sleep till noon. I'm like, that was so many times you just threw out there.
I was like, not him coming for Lily's sleep schedule.
I know. I was like, is that a bad sleep schedule? I don't know. And then he says, okay, with crying laughing emoji. Two different kinds of crying laughing emojis. He's really into emojis.
Spicing it up.
And then he says, anyway, I'm done. I just had to say that because you're full of shit. Then she says, clearly I wasn't that interested to begin with, and you weren't able to take a hint a month ago. If I actually wanted to hang out with you, I would have made an effort. And then he says, then shut the fuck up and quit wasting people's time, you stupid bitch. If I recall, I told you I didn't want shit to do with you when you were like, oh, well, I would actually date you, but you're boring as fuck. Just shut the fuck up and go to bed.
What is it with him and her sleeping? Why is he so, like, enwrapped in that?
What's wrong with napping, Bentelect?
Literally, like, I've never seen someone come so hard for someone's sleep schedule. This is so weird.
Seriously. And then she goes, sounds like you need some anger management help.
Uh-oh.
The B-side. Well, he didn't take kindly to that. And he said, be careful who you say that to, Maria, because there are people who really need help with that. Super fucking disrespectful to say that to someone. And also a very basic ass bitch thing to say. There's a reason you've been single for so many years, and it's because no one wants you and no one gives a fuck about you because you aren't shit, you're not fun, you're boring as fuck, so shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of here. Basic ass boring loser.
I'm sorry, but like, this is actually a middle school kid.
I was gonna say, I can't believe she responded at all, but I definitely probably would have.
Oh yeah, I probably would have too. But like, my thing is, like, if someone told me you need anger management classes or help or whatever, I would just be like, yeah, okay, great, come back. Like, I wouldn't even be offended by that at all. I don't know, like, the fact he got so mad.
You mean you wouldn't respond with like five more text messages
in a
row? Be careful
who you say that to, Maria. Like, what the fuck?
And he goes, basic ass boring loser. And then she said, also super disrespectful to tell someone they are an alcoholic, especially when that person has their degree in addiction counseling. And then he goes, shut up. Good one, Ben. He said, yeah, and you use that degree pretty well, don't you?
No, literally, he's a toddler.
Then she says, and I actually just got out of a year-long relationship in July, so... And he goes, no, you fucking don't even have a job. You're a fucking loser. Yeah, and that worked out... Well, then, he must be drunk. I feel like this doesn't make sense. Yeah, and that worked out well, then, that. No, because no one wants to be with you, because you're boring and fake and stupid as fuck. You're like, oh, well, wait, no, I didn't care, and that's why I put no effort in, but still texting me back, so you're just a fake-ass bitch. And then she said, wow, you really need to learn how to take rejection.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's an understatement, and she's being very kind in her responses. First of all, the amount of times he uses the word bitch, like, I want to fight.
Fuck.
I want to fight. I hate men that use the word bitch. Like, I can't.
I mean, his best insults are like, you're a fucking loser and a fake-ass bitch or a basic-ass, like, get better ammo. Also, for this second part of the conversation, the tweet that Jordan Max attaches them to, she says, according to this woman, who also wishes to remain anonymous because clearly this dude is unhinged, they dated on and off a few years ago, but people don't really change, do they? So the conversation continues, her going, wow, you really need to learn how to take a rejection. And you're the one sending five texts for every one I sent, crying laughing emoji. Mm-hmm. And he goes, girls like you who say, oh, well, you weren't able to take the hint, but still text and say shit are fake as fuck. And I'm glad that you and I are no longer fucking talking. So please delete my number, carry on with your fake ass, boring fucking life. And God help any guy that you gets involved with that loose pussy. That you gets involved with that loose... Yeah, that is what it says. Okay, with that loose pussy, because you're just fucking lame. And then he apparently is cracking himself up. And then he says, mic drop, ho.
That first paragraph is possibly the longest run-on sentence I have ever seen in my life.
It was really hard for me to read.
There's no punctuation at all.
Then she says, I'm sure your TikTok fans will love the way you talk to women when I post these screenshots. And he says, good luck. I stand by every single word I just said to you. Anyway, peace out.
Do you?
Don't contact me. Me thinks you're going to change your mind real quick, Bentelect, but sure. Anyway, peace out. Don't contact me again. And then she said, bye, with a waving emoji. And then he continues, LMAO, you're lame as fuck.
Bro, he is so mad.
It's so mad. Embarrassing. And then she says, glad you think so. And then he said, I'm not the only one. As if he has this like roster of men behind him being like, yeah, I hate her too. He says, I'm not the only one. Why are you typing? Just get over it.
Not him literally sending a message for her to go the fuck away and then staring at his phone to see if she types. Like, this is so ridiculous.
Like, the ratio of things he has said to what she has said.
That's why it's bothering him so much, because She doesn't give a shit, and he does, and he's just losing it.
Oh my God. Well, then she says, "You can believe whatever you want. I'm not as lame as I appear to you when I'm actually interested in someone." Wink.
Oh
my God. LOL. "I've seen what you're like when you're interested in someone. You don't talk. You aren't fun. You're boring. It's whatever. I mean, you really just have nothing to offer. So I'm out. Goodbye." I'm pretty sure you've already said
whatever.
Bye, like, five
times. It doesn't seem like it's whatever. Yeah, just leave.
Yeah. But he doesn't. And then she goes, "Hard to talk when you never stop talking." And he goes, "Oh, I gave you time to stop talking. I literally tell people about my most boring date, and it was with you. Do you don't have anything to say? You're just boring, and you said it yourself. So just give up and understand that you can't hang. That's all. That's all there is." I hope he was wasted for this, because this is the weirdest conversation
ever.
Yeah,
it sounds like he could have been drunk, honestly.
And then she says, "Okay, cool. Peace sign. Bye." And then he goes, "Bye. Don't contact me again." Like, real talk. "You might have forgot, but you were the one who messaged me because you were at Uptown or some bullshit. Check yourself, Maria. You really need to do that more often." Crying laughing emoji. "Shut up." She didn't say anything. Oh, one more. Oh my God. "Shut up. Don't type. Don't message me again. You were in Uptown and you hit..." Yeah, you already said that, sir. "You were in Uptown and you hit me up. I had no intention of talking to you ever again because I have zero interest in you whatsoever. Okay, I understand you're probably upset about that."
Not him literally having a whole conversation with himself.
Did she delete messages or is he literally talking to himself? Then she says, "But you did," and then tried to hang out multiple times after, so...
Literally, that's what I'm saying. Like, he wanted to hang out with her, but she's so boring that he tells everyone about how boring their date was.
Oh, get ready, though, because he says, "But get it through your head that there's nothing here, and you're the one with feelings. And your fake ass kept texting back, so you wasted my time, and stop doing that. You're fake, you're boring, you're lame." She's wasting your time?
He's literally like, I mean, I know that it's, like, laughable how stupid he is, but he's literally gaslighting the fuck out of her, being like, "There's nothing here. You're the one with feelings. Like, you're the one that..." No, she cleared... The whole problem was that she didn't want to hang out with you.
And he's literally said he was leaving this conversation 5 times, I think. She then responds, "Wouldn't have wasted your time if you didn't try because you had no feelings. And you wouldn't be this angry if you didn't have feelings." Crying laughing emoji. And he goes, "LMAO, all right, I'm done. This is exhausting at this point. I bet, sir. You've talked a lot."
What did he say?
He says, "Feelings for a snail?" And then a lot of crying laughing emojis. He really cracked himself up with that one. But I'm so unsure what the snail insult is supposed to allude to. Like,
I think, like, maybe because she's boring and slow in his eyes, she's a snail.
But, like, snails are, like, slow, like, speed-wise. Like,
the way I had to, like, literally, like, lean in to make sure I was reading that right.
I'm like, what analogy? Snail. That caught me off guard.
That's the same.
And she said, "It's entertaining seeing everything you were pulling out of your ass right now to try and offend me."
Okay, I love that, because I would have said the same shit.
"You mean the snail one didn't get you?" And then he said, "Girl, you were never in my league, so good luck in life." And then she said, "Peace sign." And then, it looks like the next day, he texts her again and says, "Daily reminder that you're full of shit."
Oh my God.
Oh my God. And then she said, "Thank you. My boyfriend sure doesn't seem to think so. And clearly you're having trouble getting me off your mind." He responds, "Says the girl with a boyfriend texting another guy back." Crying laughing emoji.
Oh my God.
Major gotcha. That was super flirty text of her to send you. Oh my God. He says that his text of "daily reminder, you're full of shit," that didn't need a response. "Just reminding you of who you are as a person."
Oh my God. The juxtaposition to the next text we're about to read is actually mind-boggling.
So then it appears that maybe he has sobered up and he goes, "Hey, just wanted to apologize for how things left off. Wasn't trying to be rude or say hurtful things. I always thought you were chill, so I wanted to say that. Hope all is well."
The thing is, though, is that it's not just like, "Oh, sorry for how things left off." No, dude, you were like a fucking dick. Like, you're telling her, calling her a bitch. You're like, I mean, it's laughable how stupid you are, so it's not that offensive. But it's like, you're an asshole. And you want to just come back like, "Sorry for how things left off." Fuck you.
Not to mention, it makes me wonder, like, I feel like if he's that aggressive via text, like, imagine what he would be like in person.
Well, something tells me he'd be, for lack of a better term, a little bitch in person. I don't even think he would be, like, very intimidating at all. But at the same time, like, how the fuck am I supposed to read all of this shit and the other messages that we've covered and then just be like, "Oh, so you're working on it? Okay, cool." Like, No, how about, like, go to therapy?
And even this last text when he's apologizing wasn't trying to be rude or say hurtful things. What were you trying to do?
You literally were trying to say anything, so much so that you called her a snail. Like, literally you were trying to insult her in any way possible. So what the fuck are you on about? His, like, energy is so toxic and is such a reason, number one, I'm glad I'm not dating online. Like, Godspeed to y'all.
I was like, me too. I'm just alone forever.
I just, like, it's this toxic, entitled, creepy ass energy that scares the fuck out of me. I don't know. Like, I don't think he's gonna go out and, like, punch someone in the face, but I do think he's weird and scary in his own way.
It's funny. It's not funny, but it's reminiscent of someone that I had an encounter with one time in Vegas. And it was someone that was there in, like, the, we were with, like, a larger group. I, like, wasn't into it at all, but I was, like, hanging out with him. We didn't even make out, I don't think, but he was buying me drinks and stuff. And I remember we eventually all go back to the, like, suite that all the guys at least were staying in. I don't know if I've talked about it on this podcast, but I can't drink hard alcohol. I can only drink Trulies and light beer. Otherwise, I get sick. And honestly, if I drink too many beers or too many Trulies, I still get sick. And guess what? I got sick. So he was so mad that I was not, like, able to hook up with him, which wasn't gonna happen anyway. It's like, weirdly, I vividly remember, even though I was borderline blacked out, that I was in the bathroom with the door closed. Like, I wasn't, like, a mess, like, throwing up, like, out in the hotel room, but I was throwing up in the bathroom, and he came into the, like, bedroom, so he wasn't in the bathroom, but, like, yelling through the door and yelling at me.
Saying what?
Like this. I don't remember that vividly, but literally I just know that one of my friends, like, came and, like, flipped out on him. Like, leave her alone.
Oh my God.
And then, cause our guy friends, he was, like, a mutual friend. He wasn't one of my friends. And, the guys, like, had a very serious talk with him, but, it was very reminiscent of this. And it was like, he literally thought, because he bought me a few beers, which, like, I mean, in Vegas, I guess everything's expensive, but no, buying me a few beers does not entitle you to a hookup. And also, just, like, no anyway. And he was genuinely, like, yelling at me, calling me a bitch, being like, oh, you fucking sloppy ass, like,
oh my God,
stuff like that. It was very, very reminiscent of this.
Oh my God, that's literally insane. It's this fucking weird ass entitled energy, but that is scary and dangerous at the same time, because as a woman, you also don't know what the fuck a man's gonna do, like, when they're upset like that. Like, you think, oh, okay, they're just, like, screaming or something. That's one thing. How many stories do you hear of all of a sudden they just grab a fucking weapon and all of a sudden it's, like, a way different story? Like, this is, like, ridiculous energy. This is, like, should not be accepted on any level.
I mean, and that's, like, why I immediately went to, like, well, what if this was, if this is how he talks in text, I wonder what he's like in
person. Right, I get that.
If he was in the same kind of mindset, because that sounded so much like that guy, that he didn't do anything, but also my friends were there.
But even though he didn't do anything, like, hurt you physically, I feel like that's super.
He verbally assaulted.
Yeah, seriously, that's super scarring. I would be, like, absolutely terrified.
I mean, the fact that it just, like, came back so quickly, like, it definitely never left.
Yeah, I mean, hello, that's fucking crazy. Yeah, like, men do that all the time, and they do that switch on you the second you give them any indication that you're rejecting them. Because to so many men, I'm not saying all men, okay? To so many men, we are just objects that they would like to, like, literally just sexually release on.
And that it's, like, a transactional thing. Oh, 100%. Too. It's like, oh, well, I bought her three beers, so that means I'm entitled to 100%. 3 minutes.
Yeah, and I've even, like, I grew up with, like, all male cousins and all brothers and stuff. And I've heard the sentiment, like, from behind the scenes, how men talk about women just in general. Like, when they go on a date, a lot of them, that is what they're expecting. Like, and then we have to protect ourselves and, like, firmly but not too harshly, like, reject them or, like, stand our ground on, like, hey, I really would prefer not to do that right now. Like, it's fucking insane. Like, this is just crazy. And it speaks to, like, just the overall entitled energy. Like, you think he just wanted to hang out? No, he wanted to have sex with her. Like, that's literally why he's so pissed. And it's just, oh, it's so disgusting. Like, the Bentelex of the world can get wrecked.
It's like a mix of the entitlement and then, like, their own just expectation of what they thought was going to happen. And it's like they're a toddler and can't handle the fact that it didn't play out like that they wanted it to. And then they just, like, lose their
shit.
It's
a big reason why right before I met my husband, and including when I met my husband, I was, like, emotionally unavailable completely. Like, I would literally, like, if I did hook up with a guy or something, like, if, like, let's say he fell asleep, like, I would leave. Like, I'd just be like, okay, bye. Like, I'm not, like, cuddling with you. I don't want any sort of attachment, because it got so sad and it just got so, I don't know, it got very transactional and weird. And when I met my husband, I was, like, very similar to that, and he was very similar to that. So we didn't expect to, like, actually open up and have, like, a really, like, the first night we spent together, we had, like, the deepest conversation. We were both crying. Like, that's not what you expect when you hang out with a man. It's just like, okay, like, either we're gonna have sex or you're gonna be disappointed that we didn't have sex. So those are the two options we have here.
Well, and not to bring up the story if you don't want to, but what happened? Didn't you called me one night?
Oh my god, yeah. I have that story time on my channel, actually. I went on a date with this guy who was studying to be a doctor. I'll never fucking forget it.
That was a different one than you.
Oh, that was
you dated two.
I dated two people studying to be doctors.
Oh my god, I know. Look at you.
Yeah, they were never doctors, they were just studying.
Did you guys have a lot in common?
Yeah, I think so. Why? Because I'm a dumb bitch, is that what you're saying?
It was a joke.
So basically, we went out for wine. It was really nice. Like, we were joking. He paid.
Of course he did, because he wanted the transaction.
Oh, 100%. And it was like a $30 bottle of wine. Gasp. But it was one of those nights. Okay, this part I didn't say on my channel, but it's TMI, okay, whatever. But sometimes, some of my ladies are going to relate out there. Sometimes when you don't want to hook up with a guy, like, you will not, like, shave, you know? Like, you'll just be like, I'm not, like, I'm going to put myself in a situation where this is not going to happen under any circumstance. And I really didn't want to sleep with him. I don't know why, but I just did it. So when it came time, we went back to his house and he started getting really pushy. And when it came time to, you know, whatever, I was like, hey, we're not going to hook up. Like, I told him flat out. And he tried and tried and tried and tried. And I literally was like, we're not going to hook up. I've never had a guy do this. He literally looked at me in the face and was like, okay, cool. Are you going to call an Uber? Or, like, literally was just like, get the fuck out, bitch. And then he's like, do you need me to walk you out? And I was like, no, I remember the way out. And I called Lily. Was I crying? I might have been crying.
Bawling.
Yeah, I was so upset. It was honestly just such a humiliating moment. And it's so shitty because it wasn't, like, not to be like, it wasn't my fault. It really wasn't my fault. Like, it's just like, I didn't want to sleep with you. I was being very nice to him. I wasn't being mean.
I remember the reason you were so upset is because you said that had never happened. Like, you'd never had someone treat you that, like, oh, you aren't gonna have sex with me, then you just have to,
yeah,
like,
it just, it felt very degrading. And also, side note, he looked very similar to Miles Teller, and I still can't look at Miles Teller the same till this day. I think it's sad that so many of us have had similar experiences.
Well, in college, and it's even someone that I'm, like, still, like, I'll catch up with him every once in a while now. Like, we ended up being on good terms afterwards, and he was drunk, and it wasn't, I don't think it reflected how he is as a person, but I wouldn't have sex with him, and he did the same thing. He, like, kicked me out, and I had to walk home.
Oh my god.
And it wasn't,
god,
like, see, that's 5 miles. It was, like, a half a mile, but it was at 3 a.m.
Yeah, no.
And he, like, literally, like, yelled at me and made me leave. He was blacked out, but
no, things like that I find unforgivable. Not saying that he's a horrible person, but just because of the danger that you were in walking home in a fucking college town, like, that literally could have been the reason your life was ended. Like, it just, I don't know, that pisses me off.
Instead, it was me walking home crying and people going, are you okay?
I love that that's, like, how it ended up for you. Yeah, no, there's just been too many fucking situations like that. And I'm sure if I really sat and, like, thought about more, there's just, like, a billion. It's never ending. It's kind of indescribable to explain how shitty it feels to feel like you're, like, not valued as a human being, like, your thoughts or your, you know, just having, not worth having, like, a conversation with, not worth sitting down with. You're just worth one thing.
Exactly. And that's the thing. It's like, especially if it is, I mean, it's never okay, but especially if you've, like, hung out with them more than once, or if you, like, thought that there was potential that you could hang out with them more than once, and then you're like, oh, that really?
Yeah, because some of them could hide it for a little bit. You know, they'll hide it for, like, the first, second date. And then all of a sudden, if they try something on the third day and you reject them, you'll never hear from them again. If you're a man watching us, just, you know, I would hope that you're not one of the people that we're talking about. But, you know, just watch the way you treat women. All right. Yes, I know we're more, like, emotionally driven. We do want to have more conversations. Sue us for actually wanting to get to know people before we fuck them.
For that very reason, we're also then scarred for life if you do something like
literally,
that.
Literally, we will remember you till we die. Anyway, that was a long-winded little discussion, but I feel like it was a good one. So we do have a quick little pink sauce update that we can touch on. So we had a lost episode 2 Mondays ago. I don't know when it was at this point. And we had actually done an update on pink sauce. And there's been an update since we even did that video. So in that video, we covered how she started like teasing this pink powder. Like it looks like a seasoning.
But it seemed also though, like it was almost like a mix. So you could make your own pink sauce.
Right. Like she put it in what looked like ranch or yogurt or something like that. And then it looked like a pink sauce. And I don't necessarily even think that's like the worst idea. She's doing the marketing very similar to how she originally did it with the pink sauce, which she's not saying anything. She's just showing herself using it like constantly.
Like the marketing's the same. She just doesn't explain anything and just
literally, but it's actually not even the worst marketing. It works. Yeah, people get curious about what she's doing. We've covered the pink sauce a lot on this channel. If you haven't been here for it, it's just basically this woman on TikTok that started selling this pink sauce. She initially started out of her kitchen, which as you can guess was a disaster.
Always a red flag.
It was super inconsistent. She was like mislabeling the nutrition facts. People didn't know like if the allergens were properly labeled and bottles were exploding in transit.
Yeah, I was gonna say the biggest issue is that she wasn't refrigerating them properly and sealing them properly. So people would get it and it'd be leaking everywhere, or it'd be like, if you're getting it shipped from like another state and it's not refrigerated properly, then like,
ooh. Well, and also some people had it in their fridge for like a week and it was already like, you know, when something's fermented and it gets like all this pressure buildup in the bottle. And it's so that happened to a few people. Then she took that off the market and rebranded with someone called, I think Dave's Gourmet is the name. He basically did the sauces for her in a way where she was able to manufacture it and sell it at places like Walmart, which is where Lily bought it when she tried it on this channel. People started noticing a few differences in this rebranding of the sauce. And one of the main ones was the inconsistency in color. Like some of them were pale. We all wanted the pink sauce. It's literally called the fucking pink sauce because it's pink, hot pink, one would think. But I think she also used a lot of filters and it confused everyone.
Yeah, that for sure, because it definitely was not that pink. It was more of like a, it would be generous to even say it's like a salmon color. I feel like it was more of like, it was closer to like an orangish beige almost.
It was beige. And now if you actually see the videos that are coming out of it on clearance, because spoiler alert, it was on clearance and I guess that means it didn't go too well, the inconsistency is insane. We're talking like there'll be 5 in a row and none of them are the same color. Hello? That's not normal. Like how many sauces are on the market and I don't see that with any other sauce.
It's like, maybe it's like, oh, you need to shake it. No, if you would shake these and they all still look different.
When we covered it on our episode that never aired, we showed a TikTok that she put up that was basically addressing the pink sauce haters, okay? The doubters, the naysayers. It said, when people are hating but you just sold 200,000 units of pink sauce or something like that, right? Yeah. And surprisingly, a lot of the comments were like, oh my God, I love the pink sauce. Like, that's my main sauce. Like, it's the sauce I put on everything.
Literally, our update, that like that entire lost episode, it's never airing, by the way, because I feel like every single thing we covered, there's already been like some kind of other update, including that one, because we ended that one with like, well, I guess she's doing well. Well, that was wrong. Now, if you search pink sauce, it has video. Oh, like here's Moist Critical covered it. And it says, pink sauce lady lost everything.
Well, she did, because she is now alleging that she basically has seen little to none of the money from the sales of the pink sauce. And she has since started a GoFundMe.
Oh my God, I wasn't sharing my screen. I was like, are you seeing
this? Oh no, I'm not seeing anything. Pink Sauce Chef P launches GoFundMe for justice for the pink sauce. That's what it's called. Oh my God, the GoFundMe is for $100,000. Okay, so she's alleging that Dave's Gourmet is not paying her royalties that were owed to her and that she's now being evicted from her place and cannot support her family. And when this was posted 9 days ago, the GoFundMe had $701. Let's see how much it has now. Oh my God, she has $25,000 raised with only 87 donations. How is that even possible? Someone donated like fucking 20 grand? What? Oh my God, Kyrie Irving?
Wait, what the
fuck? Dude, Kyrie Irving, who's a professional basketball player in the NBA, donated $24,240, which is like, that's a very random amount. Hello?
Well, and also, couldn't like I donate and just put that as my name?
You could, but the amount kind of—
That does check out, yes.
Checks out.
But that's super random. I almost think though, like—
Maybe he really likes that sauce.
My tinfoil hat was on for a second, but I was gonna say like, what if it was like she donated to her own GoFundMe to like get it moving and make it look like there was actually donations going in, and then she like happens to just be like a big Kyrie Irving fan and used his name. I don't know.
That is quite a far-fetched theory, but that's interesting.
That's far-fetched, but Kyrie Irving donating $24,000 to pink sauce isn't?
The thing is that like, if she was lying or someone was lying and pretending to be Kyrie Irving, he could just be like, nah, didn't do that. What the fuck? Like, he could just tweet that, like, you know? But anyway, this is her GoFundMe description. And it says, "Hi, my name is Veronica Shaw. I am the founder of the Pink Sauce LLC, one of the most viral sauce sensations of 2022. There wasn't many.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think he had a whole lot of competition, but sure. Yeah, take it. We'll give it to you.
As a young entrepreneur with big dreams, I followed my intuition and went forth toward my dream to create something new. I made a few mistakes on the way, which led me to trust a company that is trying to take everything away from me. They lied to me. They are not paying me and are not being transparent about records. I have tried on multiple occasions to try and come to one accord with them, but they refuse to reimburse me for marketing expenses that I spent my own funds towards."
Why would she pay for, like, did she sell the pink sauce? How did this happen? Like, did she sell the pink sauce to a company? Because why would she pay for marketing? That feels like a poor decision.
I don't know exactly, but the only similar experience I have to this is I did launch a liquid lipstick like a few years back with a brand. And the way that it works is like, you have a say in how everything is done and like formula and stuff. But once that gets approved, they cover all the costs of production, which is what Dave's Gourmet did. They ship it. They do all of that shit. And they do market it to a certain extent by themselves as far as like on their social medias and stuff. But they're not like launching commercials for you or anything like that. So if you decide to do that, I would imagine that would be your own expense. Like if I wanted to be like, I want my liquid lipstick to be seen on YouTube banners, like they're not going to do that. I would have to do that.
And I guess like if she's making a cut and it sells, like she wants it to sell more, so it would benefit her to do that.
Exactly. But it's, well, that would be the agreement, is that she probably got, I don't know, maybe like a 70-30 split and she got 30 or something like that, because they're covering the cost of like everything. But if that's the agreement and she's saying she's seen none of the money, then that's obviously super shady and weird. But she does continue on to say, "I have been silenced and financially sabotaged. I am a single mom and I do everything for my kids. Right now, I don't even have enough money to buy my kids food on my own. My mom is on disability and has been giving us $20 just to get by on a daily basis. School is a few days away. I haven't been able to get my kids' clothes or anything. I'm currently facing an eviction that has gone into default. The sheriffs can come to my door any day now. I need legal help. They are refusing to pay me the royalty that is owed to me. I don't know what else to do. I can't give up. I need help." And so I feel for her. I think that if they really aren't giving her any money out of all that was sold because of the virality of like all of this shit, I think that's fucked up. And maybe that's why Kyrie Irving gave the money. You know, he saw the story and was like, okay, well.
Well, I just looked at one of the donations, because people can leave comments with their donations. And someone donated $5 and said, "Girl, everyone knows that in royalty contracts, you don't start getting paid any royalties until sales revenue crosses a certain threshold. Your sauce was a bust. Sales were a joke. The revenues were piss poor. It's all on clearance. You probably haven't been paid anything because you likely aren't entitled to anything. Pound sand and get a real job."
That is literally such a stupid fucking comment. First of all, that's not true. So like, for instance, when I got royalties off of the things that I sold, it was done in quarters. It's not done once they sell a certain amount. Like it was just like, okay, in this quarter, you sold this much and now we're gonna pay you out. Like that's it. And there's no fucking way in hell, I'm sorry, that she didn't make any money. Like this did sell. I'm not saying it's selling consistently right now, but in the beginning when everyone wanted to try it, when it was relaunched, like you're gonna tell me she didn't make any sales? Fucking bullshit. Oh my God, everyone is commenting to leave hate comments.
Yeah, I was like, these comments are awful. Like why would you donate money to leave a bad comment?
No, look at this fucking comment that someone left. "You are not special. Now go let your kids know to call me daddy since I'm supporting them."
Another person, "Hi, chef," in quotes. "Did you figure out what the FDA does yet?" Because if you guys remember in the beginning of this,
she thought it was like, the Federal Department of Agriculture.
Like, no, Food and Drug Administration, man. Oh my God, the next one, "That's what you get." Why are these people they're paying to do this?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not just a bunch of hate comments. That shows how petty the fucking internet is. You'll pay money.
Have you considered it OnlyFans?
A woman like you can make up to $400 a month just by, $400 a month? Bitch, what is she supposed to do with $400 a month? Buy toilet paper?
It continues. "You're not super attractive, but a lot of people will subscribe for the laughs." Oh my God.
Not it ending with sending positive vibes, smiley face. I
this is insane.
I mean, listen, do I think that she's handled every step of this well? Absolutely not. I think she is cocky. I think she got a little bit too big.
The Karamo show.
Yeah. I mean, like there's a billion instances where she was told, hey, X, Y, and Z is something you can improve. And she wasn't interested in hearing it. You know, like she did the whole Dave's Gourmet thing because she kind of had to. Like everything was just falling apart. And it was either do that or your sauce is going to be a bust. And you're probably going to get in trouble for like making someone sick or something. There's two sides to this. Do I think she could have handled things better? Absolutely. But at the same time, did she deserve to like not be given any money from the people who profited off of her idea? No. Like, I feel like how can people even look at that and be like, that's what you get?
Well, no, of course she should get money she's entitled to. But I think what a lot of people are implying is that she probably like had a shitty contract or something, or like just is making this up.
I'm definitely curious if she read the contract properly, because if you've ever had a fucking contract, you need like seven people with like degrees to understand them, because they are so annoying in their verbiage and they're always covering their own ass. But like, I think just the basics of it, like how much of a split you get is like very highlighted on a contract. It's like, this is what this person's getting and this was this person's getting. But like, I just don't understand how she could have nothing. That is very strange.
It's not like she provides proof that she didn't make anything. So it's like, what if she did make money and then she just spent it? Or what if she doesn't even need, like,
oh, that's a whole other, totally, yeah, she's
she
doing
could
that.
Totally make all this up.
I think that also putting all your eggs in one basket is not a good idea,
especially when you're launching a like a startup.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why, you know, when I saw her doing like the whole pink powder thing, I was like, you know, that's a good idea, like go and ride that wave of the pink sauce and see where it takes you. But like, to just be like, okay, that one thing, and then not, I don't know, because she was a private chef, like you should have just kept doing that and, you know, making money on the side.
Yeah. Diversify your income.
Yeah, I don't know, this is, it's sad because she does have kids and I'm always gonna have like a soft spot for that.
I mean, no one should not be able to eat,
right? Exactly. Obviously.
But I, this is totally unrelated and probably not important, but do you also find it weird that that's the picture she's using?
Yeah. I've been staring at it while we were talking.
I don't know what's going on. Yep, like, me too. I was like, I was getting distracted while you were saying stuff because I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah.
I would just think if you titled your GoFundMe, Help Get Justice for the Pink Sauce, you would have the picture be, you know, the pink sauce and not whatever the hell this is.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting. I mean, shout out to Kyrie Irving, I guess. And, you know, just, I don't know what to say.
Anyway, that's the pink sauce update. I don't know if you're going to be able to buy it for much longer, so go grab it off the clearance shelves or don't, because it really wasn't that good.
Oh my God, Lily, you're such a bitch.
Sorry. I mean, they're not giving her the money anyway, so.
Yeah, that, oh my God, that's true. Facts. Anyway, so we have one last topic, and this one's a little baby bit old, but still a goodie. It's still a good one that we wanted to dive into because so many people tagged us on TikTok, and it actually kind of like plays off of the whole small business owners on TikTok, because that is kind of what we're talking about.
It gives more though CakeGate vibes, but a million times worse. Oh my God. How is this old?
It's not old. I would say this is like 2 weeks old max.
Okay. I had seen people kind of talking about it, and then I watched some of the videos and I was like, what? It makes no sense. Like, I don't understand how people like this exist. But basically, this girl, Emily, posts a TikTok where she explains that she was trying to get this, like, Louis Vuitton, is it knockoff bag?
I think that's, I think it might be fake.
I think it was definitely knockoff because she only paid $100. Yeah. So she's trying to find this, like, Louis Vuitton-esque fringe bag, and I guess she orders it from a small business. But the small business, let's just watch her first TikTok.
Let's do a story time of when a brand sent me this.
To clarify, that said, bitch, you dumb as fuck.
Yeah, it was an email that said that.
Right, so I have been looking for one of those LV fringe bags for a couple weeks. I did my due diligence, clearly not enough, on TikTok, and then I went to Facebook, joined a group, and bought one. All right, so here's my receipt. That's my order number. That's the day I bought it. That's the bag I bought, the total, and this is who I bought it from. Again, it still says order placed custom because she never sent it. So on Wednesday, August 9th, she puts out a Facebook post and tags everybody and says that bags are going out Thursday and Friday. Mind you, once the 6 week passed, I've been kind of like getting a little bit irritated, but I didn't want to reach out because I noticed that when other people reach out, she bans them from the group, blocks them, whatever. And so when she makes a post on Wednesday, the 9th, I comment on, I say, hey, when will we get tracking? Will it be to our email? She comments back to me and says, most likely, or you can email me. So I comment back and just say, I'll wait for the tracking to go to my email. Well, Thursday passed, Friday passed, and now it's Saturday, which is today, August 12th. So I'm talking about it to a friend and I say, hey, I think I'm going to just email her at this point and be kind and just say that I would like a refund because it's well past the turnaround time. And tracking never went out on Thursday or Friday. Neither did the ShopPay app, which I paid through. Tracking didn't update there. So at this point, I just want a refund. And in her group rules, you can see here that refunds will be given if turnaround time is passed. Which in her group, I had always seen 12 to 27 business days.
Jesus.
I was like, that's a really long time. That's a month. Business days, though, that's only Monday through Friday.
Oh, that's like 2 months.
So that's like 2 months.
You and me are both like, math, 2 months. Probably around there.
There are 45 business days, 9 weeks past the day I bought it. So this is the email that I sent her. You can pause to read.
Bag is the subject, and it says, hello, my name is Emily Downey. I bought a bag on June 10th, order number 1014. It's been 45 business days, 9 weeks, and I haven't received an update or a tracking number, and at this time, I would like a refund. Thank you.
So nice.
Which I would say is pretty nice. And this is what she says back.
And she gets the response, I don't give refunds, and as stated in the group, this is a run-on, there's no punctuation. Ugh,
Bentelect all over again.
Actually, a lot of these responses will be similar to Bentelect, I think. But I don't give refunds, and as stated in the group, bags shipped yesterday. If you would read, you is spelled with just a U.
And not it saying sent from my iPhone. It's worth noting, like, yes, she's a small business owner, but she, like, just runs a Facebook group where she sells, like, knockoff bags. So it's not...
Which I was going to ask, would you feel comfortable buying something from a Facebook group?
It depends on the Facebook group. Some Facebook groups can be extremely resourceful, so maybe.
I just feel like it's not that hard to set up, like, an Etsy store, like... Why wouldn't
something more official,
like an e-commerce kind of thing?
Yeah, I agree. But I can't say I would never do it.
Because then she even had to have another, like she said, she bought it, she paid through another app.
ShopPay.
That just feels like too many different things.
Yeah.
Which, first of all, don't tell me if you would read as if you know anything about me. Second of all, as stated in your group rules, it says if turnaround time has passed, you do refund. So clearly her customer service is awful, and so this is what I say back.
Emily responds, I asked if you would email me with tracking, and you said most likely. Your customer service is disgusting. I'll get a refund through my bank. The business owner responds, that's fine, I'll sue you since you clearly didn't read my group rules. What are you gonna sue her for?
Not reading. Like, what? People use that way too fucking much. I'll sue you. Like,
I'm like, good luck. That one was sent from her iPhone too, by the way.
This is her response. First of all, what are you going to sue me for? Not sending me a bag and not refunding me? So anyway, here are the next messages.
Emily says, your group rules stated that a refund would be given if you haven't received your item by the turnaround time. I asked for the tracking and was told it would be emailed to me. I was never updated. Tracking through shop was not updated either. It's been past the turnaround time. Tell your lawyer to contact
me. She doesn't have a smiley face.
The next one does have some punctuation, but it's a little off. A lot of extra spaces. It says, will do, space, period, space. I clearly posted bags were shipping Friday, space, period, space. If you, the letter U, can't read, that's on you, with another U. This has to just be, like, this is her con. This is a scam, and she does this to people a lot, and she just annoys them until they get
up. Oh, 100%. Like, I don't doubt that for a second.
And again, she states, if you can't read, that's on you. Clearly, I can read and you can't because your group rules state, for the fifth time, that if turnaround time has passed, you will refund. And then I send this message because... At this point, she could have de-escalated the situation. She could have said, oh, I'm so sorry. Here's your tracking number. Literally anything. But she didn't send a bag, and so she doesn't have tracking number. So, pause to read.
Emily says, I can read, and asked how I would receive tracking. You never sent tracking, which I'm sure is because you never sent the bag. It's been 9 weeks, 45 business days, which is well past TAT, which is the turnaround time. I haven't asked for an update or anything until 8:10 when I asked how I would receive tracking, and today when I emailed you because I still haven't received it. You have the grammar of a teenager. I don't think you have the right to tell anyone else they can't read.
Period.
If you would have sent me the tracking number, this would have been solved. I asked for a refund because it's past the TAT, and I didn't receive a tracking number. Per your group rules, refunds are given when it's past the turnaround time. Your lack of customer service will ruin your business. Yeah.
If you can even call it a business.
I don't think this lady has a business. Yeah.
And that's when she sends me the lovely message.
She literally just said, bitch, you are dumb as fuck. Two crying laughing emojis.
So this is Bentelect. This is his side hustle.
Yeah, he works for her. There's no doubt in my mind. There is some colluding happening between those two because they literally speak the same.
Literally, and use the same emojis.
So this is her TikTok page, Westernique LLC. Her Facebook group is the same. However, I was banned before she even responded to my first message. This is her Instagram page, which I crop because her kid is in a lot of her pictures. And this is a Facebook page, which is separate from the group that I was banned from, but...
which says, Mama Ran Business. Interesting bio to choose.
But this is the Facebook page, and if I researched beforehand, I would have saw that all of her posts have laugh reacts, which I'm assuming is because the shit that I just went through.
Have what?
All of her posts have laugh reacts, which I'm assuming is because the shit that I just went through. So I disputed it with my bank and I did get a refund, and I'm going to go buy a bag from somebody else and hopefully I get better business. So if you're thinking about buying from Westernique LLC, maybe find somewhere else.
Well, so I guess the thing is, though, is that this lady doesn't just have that one. She has like a ton of different pages and has a bunch of different aliases.
Oh, no.
And actually has been convicted of identity theft.
No, you're lying. No. Oh, my gosh.
Y'all, they had my other account banned because I posted that girl's address with her tracking number. Bet you won't come for me again, though.
So the lady's name that at least she goes by sometimes is Lydia Lee. And some of her posts on that Westernique page are as follows. Y'all, I have been cussed at, harassed, and threatened all because people don't read.
What is it with her and the not reading thing?
It's like, maybe you should give them a little more to read because it's like a one sentence disclaimer about the refunds. But I cannot respond to Facebook messages. If you message me, it will be ignored until Facebook allows me to respond. If you continue to harass me and cuss at me, I will
block
you.
You're the only person cussing at anyone.
Then she says, at everyone, we will be closing by the end of the month.
What does closing look like? Because it doesn't seem like you have an inventory you're actually shipping out. So what is closing? You're just ending the Facebook page?
I think that, yes, correct. Then she also says, the girl I'm having issues with is sending trolls to join the group. They have threatened my son's life, etc. I'm closing and removing this group after the bags ship out and everyone has tracking. I'm so sick of this shit and my infant child being drug into this. Do you think she reads? I maintain, I always say, don't send death threats to anyone ever, but like, I don't think she was gonna.
Well, she didn't show the screenshots of that. She showed like some random Facebook thing.
Of course not. Yeah. And then Lydia posts, it's sad that I have to do this every week because people refuse to read and then want to be rude AF. Please initial after reading. And it has her shipping stuff where it says, you agree to our TAT being 16 to 28 business days unless otherwise stated. Unless is in all caps. Please read all oh my god. The fact that she's bitching about everyone needing to read and like none of her grammar is correct. Please read all recent posts for updates on orders before posting in the group and asking. You will be banned if you do not follow this rule. And here's
y'all. So we're about to head to the post office. I'm guessing a UFO dropped off bags last night because I have over 300 bags to mail out today. This is the first post office trip.
You know what that seems like to me? Just judging by the like engagement level on her Facebook page, which was very low. It was like two people liking something. Very, very low engagement. You might have 300 bags to ship out because you haven't shipped them out in fucking forever. And now you're like, just like catching up and being like, okay, well, let me just ship them out. Like, that's what it seems like to me. It doesn't seem like just a consistent order of 300 bags coming in.
I thought you were going to say that she just like wrapped fake shit and like was
pretending. That could happen too, but I'm not. No, I don't think so.
Here's another post by Emma.
And it states that it was left on her front doorstep at 12:12.
Oh, so yeah, one of Lydia's other accounts was Paisley Pepper 2.0. She's also had Paisley Pepper 3.0 because she just keeps making new accounts, I guess. So I assume there also is probably a 1.0. But this is Emily doing like a green screen reaction to, I don't know if her real name is Lydia, but that lady's thing where she's trying to provide proof to show that she did ship. But Emily says that that doesn't really check out.
And it states that it was left on her front doorstep at 12:12 today.
These are my packages arriving today. Nothing. So you told me before that you shipped my bag on Friday, but all of a sudden you shipped it yesterday and it was delivered today. Did you overnight it? Because we don't live in the same state. You're a scamming criminal and you're not even good at it.
And while we're here, here is a DM to a Navy vet telling them that they should have been shot up.
It's a screenshot of Paisley Pepper 3.0, because as I told you, multiple accounts. And she says, fat ass hoe, and then follows it up with, yikes, you're a vet? Too bad you didn't get shot up. Oh my God.
The fuck? What's wrong with this lady?
And you know it's her because just using the use.
Oh my God, that's true. It's her MO.
And another customer that has complained about her business. And again, here's where she said that she would send tracking numbers by Friday. You are a sad excuse for a small business. Do better.
Okay, so after all of her videos about me today, I do have a couple comments to make.
She literally emailed me today harassing me and threatening me.
Do you remember that? Or do you remember this?
Oh yeah, no, we missed some of these. A lot of things have been deleted and TikTok stuff is so hard to find. That's why I
it really is. It.
But some of the emails that this lady sent is, I wonder if you, and you know it's her because it's the you, I wonder if you can run your mouth from underground.
Holy shit. Wait, that's fucking insane.
Oh, it gets worse. Emily, I think, responds something that you can't really see, but she says, I wonder if you'll be able to sell bags from prison. But her response to Lydia's response to Emily is, go drink some bleach and do everyone around you, just the you, a favor. You're fucking weirdly obsessed. It's probably all the meth your mother did while pregnant. You lack brain. If anyone's lacking any brain, I think it's you, Lydia. She then also says, sweetie, I will fucking pull up at your house and drag your ass. You got the right one.
It's so funny because, like, I'm not saying that judging by seeing someone, you can tell if they can fight or not, but let's just say I don't think she's...
No, she doesn't really look too scrappy.
I don't think she's gonna do any damage.
Oh, shockingly, she spells Y-O-U this time. But she says, you probably should post lies and false... I think she meant to say you probably shouldn't post lies and false accusations on someone who has your address, just saying. So she threatens to dox Emily because Emily ordered, she had to give her the shipping address, so now she has her...
I think it's even worse. I don't think she's even threatening to dox. I think she's threatening to hurt her.
Oh, well, I mean, but as you just said, it's like...
Well, yeah, like, if she really, like, scary, no, but it's still fucking weird. Like, we don't know who she knows, if she knows some fucking guys that can pull up to her house or something. Like, I think it's, like, literally, and again, it's just so stupid to refer to her as a small business. She's just some lady with a Facebook group and some bags. But, like, literally, like, that's the ultimate worst thing you could do as a business owner is weaponize the address that they gave you because they bought a product from you.
I mean, there has to be like laws against that.
Why would anyone ever buy from this woman ever again?
I don't think they're going to.
I would absolutely love for you to post where I ever threatened you or called you out of your name or cussed at you, because I didn't.
But let's move on to the next part of her video.
So I don't think she mentions it, but in the background of this green screen video, it's just casually this lady's mugshot. And Emily then shows the comment where she said, will tracking be sent to our email? And Lydia responds, most likely, since I can't send messages, or you can email with a photo of your bag and address, and I can send tracking that way.
And another argument of hers was that she didn't have my email, but she did have my email because I posted it in the group. Well, let's move on to the turnaround time.
Actually, turnaround time listed on the bag that she purchased was 25 to 48 days.
Actually,
48 days?
Do you have cows out back that you are like from birth raising them and then turning them into leather yourself and creating
Jessie,
these? Why the fuck do you need so much time?
Because she doesn't have any bags.
Bro, that is such an absurd timeline.
Yeah, to pretend like that is a normal, like, I told her it was 48
days. I already get annoyed when something's like a week away and I'm just like, oh my God, okay. Because like you forget you even bought it. You're like, what the fuck? 40 something. Like I'm a whole new person. I have new wants and needs at that time. Like I may not even be into that bag at that point.
I'm annoyed at Amazon when they only have 2 day available instead of next
Literally,
day.
Literally, I'm like, come on. Chop, chop.
48 business days. So that's basically like almost 100. Are you kidding?
Yeah, she's not making the bags herself.
She's not making the bags at all.
I know, but also, like, the only other thing I could think of is if she got the knockoffs maybe from, like, China or something, and she, like, orders them per order.
Oh, like, when you order stuff, like, on Wish, and it takes, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. No, good theory.
That may be it, but I don't know.
That's even giving her the benefit of the doubt that she ever is getting the bag to send. And by the way, her name is Lydia Lee because that is what is on her arrest records.
My purchase didn't have a turnaround time specifically listed on it. However, other bags like it was up to 12 to 27 days. Now, mind you, I waited 45 business days. That is like 70 days. Way more than 48. If she knew how to talk to customers, we would not be in this situation. If she knew how to communicate with her customers, we would not be in this situation. And she also claims that I asked for a refund of $105, which I didn't. I clearly posted what I paid. But anyways, hopefully this is the last video, and if you guys have any questions, let me know.
So again, I think all of Lydia's accounts have since been deleted, but Emily does eventually post one where she shows that, like, she did get a bag, but not from Lydia. So that's not that important to watch. But my favorite is this one. Prepare yourself.
Since this girl is so obsessed with me, do y'all think she would like a pair of my underwear?
You guys, this is a business owner. Let's not forget that. And I'm gonna go ahead and decline your offer. Thank you.
Are you actually out of your fucking mind, lady?
Wait, let's rewatch it.
I don't want to.
This girl is so obsessed with me. Do y'all think she would like a pair of my underwear?
My favorite part is that she doesn't seem like she planned to say underwear. It kind of like came to her in the moment.
Ma'am, nobody wants a pair of your underwear. Let me, what, like, literally.
What are you saying?
Maybe she just wanted the fucking bag. Like, that's literally all she. Like, I can't stand when people get called out for shit and they're like, why are you so obsessed with me? It's like, nobody is obsessed with you. Nobody even cares.
Like,
and then you add the layer on top that she's a business owner and it actually gets deranged. Like, this is just so fucking insane.
Oh my God, would you like my underwear? No, ma'am. No one wants that. Go away. Anyway. To my knowledge, I'm not super well-versed in the Pursegate saga, but I believe that that's pretty much it.
I really want to ask people if they know about a situation because I've seen it all over TikTok and I keep getting tagged in it and people want us to cover it, but I cannot make sense of it because it's so convoluted. Random man in Atlanta.
Yeah, yes. I keep getting that too, but I have no idea what it is.
All I want is just one TikTok that explains it to me and I can't find it. So like there's apparently a random man in Atlanta, but I don't get how he started. I don't get anything about it. And then he just ended up being like everybody's baby's father. So like he's like fathered like a billion children. I don't know. He's like the Atlanta's version of Nick Cannon.
When I search it, it says baby mamas 1 through 7 exposed.
Yeah, literally they just keep coming out, but I don't really get what the point of it is. Please, if you know about that situation, can you direct me either to where I can figure out how this originated? Because in my head, I was like, okay, was there a random man walking in Atlanta? Like, how did he get named that? Like, who's the main? I don't understand. But anyway, that's it. That's all we have for you guys today. I actually had a lot of fun on this episode. I was unsure what we had in store, but it was quite a journey.
You know, I feel like the ones where we don't have that much to talk about, it gives us the space to just go on tangents. So can, like, you know, talk about like toxic men and reminisce about times that you called me crying and really fun things like that.
Yeah, that's it. That's all we have for you. Hopefully you guys are watching this on Friday. And if you made it to the end, we appreciate you.
We were sorry we were late this past Monday, but there was an unexpected anxiety attack from both of us.
Well, that's it. If you guys made it to the end, we appreciate you. And yeah, we will see you on Monday. Bye.
Bye.